Don't spend another winter with your home colder than it should be. Hi, I'm Roy Spencer with PermaSeal. We measure the amount of heat loss and recommend solutions to keep it comfortable. Call PermaSeal for your free estimate, 800-421-SEAL, or visit permaseal.net.
Howard Tallman joins us every Tuesday at this time, and usually he's done very well at updating us as to who will be running for what seat come 2026. And yeah, I think you were the first to break that Maria Pappas would be running for mayor and that Rahm Emanuel would be running for president. Do you have any new political news for us?
Well, nothing that's anything more than we've discussed in the past. I'm pretty confident we're going to have about seven people running for mayor, including some people who have no business running for mayor. But I'm hoping that, as soon as the sort of financial situation straightens itself out among the different candidates, that some of the people will drop out saying that they don't have the resources to be competitive. And we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What's your take on the budget, Howard, that, wasn't signed by the mayor, but will go into effect on December 31st with or without his signature?
Well, first of all, I think after, I don't know how many years has it been when we have had a city council that basically was a rubber stamp. I thought it was fabulous that they actually, some of these people woke up and started to, build things on their own and frankly, for the benefit of us, the consumers and the citizens, and put together, an alternative that was a viable alternative. So I thought it was pretty encouraging, and he would be a fool to, veto it or do anything or attempt that. So I think it's progress. I mean, I think that the business community was very concerned about the head tax. I think that, we're seeing the nature of their solution was regressive. In other words, if your plastic bag at the grocery store is going to cost you 15 cents instead of 10 cents, I mean, that doesn't matter to a lot of people. But, all of these little things are cumulative to people who are living on a budget or seniors or, homeowners and things like that. So it's not a long-term answer, but it's a better answer than anything Brandon came up with.
I think the only thing that I'm bothered by is selling ad space on public property. I don't really know what that means or where they're going to put ads, but I didn't like that at all.
Honestly, hasn't that boat sailed? I mean, we see it on the CTA, we see it on the buses, we see it on billboards everywhere in the whole world. We see it on just about everything at a sporting event. So I don't even know what's left.
I'm thinking parks. That's where I don't want to see it. I would hate to go into Millennium Park and have it be covered with ads.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I think, for example, if somebody wanted to sponsor an exercise set of trails in the parks, similar to they have in other cities, where you're running along or you're walking along, and then it says stop here and do six knee bends or three jumping jacks. If that was sponsored by somebody, but it got it done, in a city where we can't afford to do those kinds of things. I don't feel that's a bad thing.
Yeah, if it doesn't ruin the environment that you're trying to experience.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But I do want to get to my article today because, I have to say that this is a really scary prospect that we have these companies that are looking into our W-2s and into our, employment histories and reporting back to companies that we have two jobs or that we're getting two paychecks. In this world where people can't afford to pay for their groceries and where they can't support their families, I think, you don't automatically say to somebody, you're cheating me if they have two jobs. I think a lot of these people are trying to make ends meet and working their butts off. And some of them are the kind of aggressive, talented, and really diligent and committed people that you'd want to employ. So
these
companies that are saying, hey, we fired 10 people because we found out they had two employers at the same time. As I said, I've been involved in four or five different businesses where you use people. The whole gig economy is based on this.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like doing it and then saying it, you know, with this bogus support that we're doing it for the integrity of the employees and for the securities of the companies. I mean, it's a sneaky sort of backhanded thing to do, and it really was offensive to me, especially if you don't take the time to at least get an explanation from the employee. And frankly, none of these companies, you know, to date, have put in policies that prohibit this kind of stuff anyway.
Right. And in your article, you said it's not dueling like Hamilton or something like that.
Right.
But it kind of sounds the same. And that means employees who have more than one job at the same time. I have a friend who's single and he has two full-time jobs. He has for 20 years, high-end jobs. I don't know if they're aware that he's doing the other job, but he works 50 plus hours at each job. He's that guy that wants to work 100 hours a week, and he does. And there are people like that.
He's entitled to do that, and he's entitled to be compensated for his effort as long as he's not taking away from the other guy. You know, I mean, traveling salesmen have done this forever, you know, to represent multiple lines and things. That's just the nature of a bunch of these industries. And so to immediately make it seem like the employee is cheating it's just not a fair way to go about this. I understand the need to have accurate information, but I also think that it's really overlooking the fact that right now people are doing everything they can to feed their families and pay their rent and things like that. And they ought to be given sort of the benefit of the doubt, at least, if not some support for trying to make ends meet.
I love to hear that. Howard, thank you so much for joining us. I'm off after tomorrow, and thank you for everything you contribute to this show.
All right, and listen, Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners, and Happy Hanukkah, and hopefully we'll have a better, healthier, and happier new year.
Boy, we all hope for that. Thank you so much, Howard.
Thank you. Bye.
He's the best. That's Howard Tolman. You can follow him at howardtolman.com, T-U-L-L-M-A-N. And that article, if you have more than one job, you'll be intrigued by reading it. That's at inc.com.